And now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships. Today and all this week, we're looking at the topic, how does television influence our children? In recent years, there's been a growing suspicion that television is not altogether the unmixed blessing that it might appear to be. When parents while away the hours watching football games and other sports, news programs, comedy and variety programs, and a host of other television offerings, it's easy for them to see only the good in television, to look upon it as an unparalleled opportunity for entertainment and for receiving information. But many different studies now are coming to light that suggest that television may be working a great deal of harm to our children during their formative years. Basically, the problem revolves around the fact that many parents, in fact, the overwhelming majority of all parents, use television as a babysitter for their preschool children. The average American preschooler spends 64% of his waking hours in front of a TV set. I've been in homes where young babies were strapped into their infant seats and placed in front of a TV set to keep them occupied. Dr. Gerald Looney of the University of Arizona, in some remarks to the American Academy of Pediatrics, pointed out that the average child would see approximately 18,000 murders on television by the age of 14. By the time the child was 17, he would have seen 350,000 commercials on the television set. Dr. Looney stated that the electronic intruder has replaced both parent and teacher as the primary educator of children. When you consider that the average person spends 15% of their life in front of a TV set, you can see that a great deal of influence will come to a person from this. In terms of time, this means that the preschool child spends more time watching TV than the average college student spends in the classroom during 4 years of college. During a lifetime, the average American will spend 10 full years of his life watching television programming. It seems reasonable that we should ask the question, what does the average person learn from all of this? What kind of influence will come from television to the average child? According to Bob Keeshan, who's better known in his role of Captain Kangaroo on television, children are watching television to such an extent that it is destroying parent-child relationships. It is turning us into a nation of spectators. We are debasing our children. We are debasing our adults. Keeshan feels that the most urgent business is getting more good, creative, compassionate people to create more good programs and getting more people to watch less of it. Dr. Wilder G. Penfield, a Canadian scholar lecturing at the University of Calgary's Medical School, stated that the indiscriminate use of modern communications, in particular television, has harmed the close relationship which once existed between children and their parents. Television entered the family circle and joined the father and mother there in their teaching role. It served sometimes as the babysitter when the parents deserted their children. A whole generation has been entertained, and wealthy business firms became wealthier by advertising their wares. Antisocial attitudes and styles of immoral behavior were taught to the generation that is now entering their 20s. I could go on to cite others who have commented on the secular, materialistic view of life that's obtained through television. But the fact should be clear. Uncontrolled television is dangerous. Even if television were morally neutral, it would still be dangerous in its uncontrolled form. It makes sense that your child should select his heroes from great patriots and leaders of the past, and from men and women who have died for the cause of Christ, than from among television personalities. And so I emphasize again, uncontrolled TV is dangerous. Parents, particularly Christian parents, who want their children to grow up into Christ-honoring men and women, must take great care as to how much and for what television is used in their home. You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.